the car has kind of a sentimental value to it right now, so I'm just gonna hold on to it for the time being and keep going to shows and keep cruising in Wynwood and keep fucking smoking weed and eating cheese fries like Currency says in it. You know, fuck it. Audio
Vox. Welcome to the Audio Vox. On today's episode, we got the homie Oski, and we're gonna cover the car service industry, candy paint, and being part of the Low Life Car Club.
What's going on, my brother? How you doing, sir?
Good, good, man. How's everything with you?
I am maintaining, my brother.
Awesome, man. Let everybody know what you do.
My name is Osmani Samuel Alvarez. I'm the general manager at Ocean Drive Transportation Limousines. And I basically run the operation for the owners. I'm a partner there, and I've been working there for about 11 years. We provide transportation to some of the elites.
What type of transportation?
Our industry is private. We do private transportation, which is basically the terminology is used as a black car service.
What's a black car service?
Yeah, so black car service basically is when you hire a private chauffeur to pick you, up and take you from point A to point B, or take you to dinner, or take you anywhere you want.
So what's the difference between you guys and Uber or something?
What separates us from Ubers and Lyfts is that our vehicles are permitted for Miami and Broward County. We actually could provide driver meets at the airport. Also, what it is that you know, we pay high insurance rates, you know, to drive passengers. So basically, what you're getting is safety, which is the main key nowadays.
Yeah, of course.
Safety. Safety's the you're paying for safety. You're paying peace of mind when you book us. For the most part, any black car service. I mean, there's black car services out there that are not that good at it.
I bet.
You know, the drivers look a little raggedy and stuff like that. But, you know, we have a high standard where we're at our company. You know, we hold our drivers to high standards, you know, because, you know, you're not paying a normal rate. You're paying a little higher. So you expect 5-star service. You know what I mean? And we provide that for the most part.
Which is good. It's a lot better than like how safety is and stuff like that now, with how these Uber drivers and the crime rate.
We just try to make sure we hire good guys. And the good thing about us, our roster of chauffeurs has been our same roster for the past 6 years.
Nice.
We've had these drivers, and some of them have been here for like 12 years before I got there.
So it's
I've been there for 11. Yeah, it's family. It's a family run business. It was a mom and pop when it started. I want to say 2011, maybe. I want to say 2010.
Okay.
I got there, and the company was a mom and pop. They mostly had limos at the time, stretch limousines. Did a lot of weddings, a lot of funeral services. But he also got into he started transitioning into doing group transportation, which that's my specialty. That's what I got hired for.
What's group transportation?
Groups, basically what it is with anytime there's a conference in town or a seminar with bankers, or let's say Nike's having an event.
Okay.
When their execs fly in and their staff flies in, we pick them up at the airport, and, you know, we take them to their hotels. We also take them on the activities with dinners. We also have buses in our fleet.
Much have their itinerary of what
yes,
to do.
Yes, when they hire me, Osmani, mm-hmm. Alvarez, when they hire me for that, what they do is that they provide me with their flight schedules. And what I do is I group them into their own vehicles. You know what I'm saying? I set up all their transportation. You know, let's say they have five people coming in on the same flight. Mm-hmm. You want to put them in a Sprinter, Mercedes Sprinter. Because they're all on the same flight. That's five passengers. Boom, boom, boom. Get them out. If it's three passengers, I'll book them in an SUV. One or two goes in a sedan. And okay. Like that. If it's a big group of like 30, we have mini coaches as well. So we're one of the biggest in Miami. I want to say probably the biggest active private transportation company in Miami right now after COVID. A lot of companies sunk during this time. And I don't blame them. It's rough.
Yeah, that affected. I'm pretty sure it affected your company.
It did, man. But we've kept afloat. I mean, we have a great... we have a great account that keeps us afloat. And if it wasn't for them, you know, we were blessed. You know, basically, we were lucky.
All right. So what about transportation? What other transportation do you do? Like private jets or...
We have access to all that. We have affiliates to do that. We work with Atlantic Jet Center. And Element Jet, which is a good friend of ours and a good client. So any private charters, like flight services, like we usually hire... We hire a company that's an affiliate of ours.
Nice.
So they want jets. That's what they want. You want a Rolls Royce? We could get it for you. We try to stay away from that type of business because mostly our targeted business that we do is it's groups. Groups is what keeps us. That's our bread and butter. Group transportation, man. Group transportation is it's it. We work with DMC companies.
Whoa, what does that mean?
What that means is a destination management company. What those companies do is that they try to sell Miami or try to sell to tourists. So they bring groups in, you know what I'm saying? So they could show them Miami so those people could want to come back in the future and rent in Miami. So we're in the tourist industry.
That makes sense.
So DMCs are the ones that like those companies always give us a lot of groups. And I actually have an award right there. I was the one on the second row right there. I was partner of the year with that company right there. We did about $3.5 million of business that year. I want to say that was in 2018. So that's how the business was doing back then. Of course, I don't make that money, but the company does. And I make a nice chunk of it.
No, of course, of course.
And so, you know, you get what you pay for, man. At the end of the day, it's safety. I think nowadays it's called peace of mind and safety. We're living in hard times right now, man. Crime is up. And a lot of these other companies, they don't really screen their drivers, man, for their backgrounds and shit like that.
Yeah, I bet. It's a lot of crazy fuckers out there. Well, let everybody know how you got into building these cars and what car you currently have now and stuff.
Well, I used to build cars when I was a jit, man. You know, it was a passion of mine growing up, man, and in Hialeah. Hialeah was big in the car culture back then. Miami, in general, in the 90s, was real active on the car scene. Lowriders, you know, you had the Mustang boys, you had your racers and shit like that. And I remember I always had a thing for lowriders, bro. I remember when I was in middle school, I would skip school and I would go to the quick stop next to the school and I would get my fucking money. I used to sell fucking nickels and dimes and shit. And I would have like the little $5 that I would make and shit. I'll go and I'll buy the fucking lowrider magazine. And I would look at that shit, man. I was like, damn, one of these days, bro, I'm going to have one of these shits when I grow up.
Nah, bad. Motivating you.
Bro, yeah, man. We started moving on. As I started growing as a teen, they started having hangouts. You know, in my old neighborhood over there by West 12th, by HML, over there, 12th and 68th area on the west side of Hialeah. And there was like a Checkers out there and shit like that. And they used to hang out there Tuesdays and Thursdays. And man, the lowrider scene was nice back then, bro. That shit was dope in the 90s, man. And bro, that shit was fucking awesome, bro. I started looking at that shit. I was like, man, shit's dope. And then the best club out there when I was growing up was a car club called Low Life, which I happen to be a part of now.
Nice.
And bro, they had the best cars, man. This was back in the 90s. They had the full-size Chevys, candied out and shit with fucking all-gold Daytons in the 90s. That shit wasn't very common back in the days. You know, it was really rare. And I was infatuated with that, bro. And whatever. When I got old enough to drive and shit, I built me a car back then. I had a Caprice. I candied that bitch up, spoiled it. I was on some crazy shit, you know. Living dumb and shit, partying.
Nah, I bet.
And whatever. I got out of the car shit. Like, totally. I stopped doing that shit. And then, a few years back, about probably 6 years ago, I had this, the car that I have now. The car that I have now, I actually bought that car when I was younger.
Well, what car?
It was the town car, the silver town car. It was a 2002 town car. And I bought that car in my 20s when it was brand new. I paid car note on it, whatever. And then, fast forward in life and shit, and I didn't build any cars. I started seeing some success in the business. At one point, I ended up having an Escalade and a Lincoln MKS that were my cars that I haven't working. You know, they were driving passengers around and shit like that. So I still had this Lincoln, but it was thrown in the front of my house. And that shit, bro, was fucking abandoned, bro. I had it thrown there in the front of the house with no tag. That shit was leaking water inside. And one day, an inspector knocks on my door. Dun, dun, dun. I open the door, and they're like, hey, that piece of shit that's there, you got to get rid of that shit. I was like, damn, bro. Now another problem, bro. Honestly, I was going to fucking get rid of that shit. I was going to sell that shit. But the weight and the condition that it was at the moment, it was a piece of shit. So I was like, man, fuck this shit, dog. I'm not going to sell this. I can't sell this car like this. So whatever. I cleaned it really good and all this bullshit. Then at the time, I was very comfortable financially. You know, I didn't have a lot of responsibilities like I do now. And, bro, I looked at the car one day after I washed it and I was like, you know what, man? I might as well just hook this motherfucker up.
They're like, fuck, I already paid for it.
Yeah, man. And whatever, man. And bro, I ended up building that bitch. I threw a candy on it, the candy brandy wine. I put some 22-inch some 22-inch spokes, custom colors, custom painted by Galaxy, wire wheels out of Cali. Car has full interior done by Blackstone Motoring. Car's pretty badass. I built it about 5 years ago. I still use it as, you know, to fuck around and shit, cruise. And now I just ride with my son in it. Back then I used to ride it with the chicks and shit like that. And
how much did you invest into it?
Oh,
to
man.
To give it that look where it's at, man, now.
I want to say probably anywhere from like 28 grand.
Okay.
Almost 30,000, which is a waste, total waste of money. I will never get that back. But, you know.
It's a piece of art.
But I'm just happy that the way I built it to my liking, the way I like it. So I haven't got bored of it yet. And now my son, he's in love with the car. He's a fucking 3-year-old. I can't get rid of that car. You know, I was thinking about raffling it. Because if I raffle it, I could probably make a lot of money off of it. But I was like, you know what, bro? I don't need the money at the time. And the car has kind of a sentimental value to it right now. So I'm just going to hold on to it for the time being and keep going to shows and keep cruising in Wynwood and keep fucking smoking weed and eating cheese fries like Currency says in it. You know, fuck it. Now I have one of my best friends, Victor. You know Victor. He's fucking coming out hard.
Shout out to Victor.
So I'm excited, bro, because now I have somebody to fucking cruise with. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
From up here, because my club homies are from down south. So it's hard for them to come up, drive all the way to fucking Wynwood from fucking Florida City.
Yeah,
it's a fucking drive. And those are old schools also. You know, at least I have somebody that's... Well, he lives down there too, kind of.
That's what I was going to say.
But he has the fever, though. So.
Nah. He's going to keep
it. Yeah, but in Florida City, my nigga. Florida City is way deep down south. That's like the bottom of the map almost.
That's almost by the Keys. Right?
Yeah, it's by the Keys. Yeah, it's like close to Key Largo. So, yeah, man. It's called the Hood Rat Car. Got that name from the street for certain reasons. The name stuck to it. I kept calling it that shit. It's gone to a few shows in the 5 years that I've had it. I won like two little trowphies. The trowphies really don't mean shit. Just the Lowrider magazine one, because that one, like I said, I used to buy those magazines when I was a kid. So it was always a dream of mine just to have a plaque that said first place with my car on it. But at the end of the day, trophies are bullshit.
You think you're going to enter for the next show?
Actually, the next show that we're planning on going is the Feedman Stilo show. That's, I believe, in October up in Plant City. A couple of our homies, there's a club up there. There was a nice event. And I'm going to take it out there.
Nice.
I'll probably throw the bags on it, bro. I just haven't had time to fucking put it in the fucking shop, you know? Everybody's backed up with work and shit like that at the shop, so I don't want my car sitting in a fucking shop.
Just doing nothing, yeah.
So I'm waiting for my homeboy to come and be like, hey, bring it now, and then I'll drop it off. So he could do it like in about a week or two, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have the car there. I'm down a fucking car.
Yeah, especially it's your everyday car.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, the car holds weight. It's fucking badass. One of one, you know? I love the way it looks. Everybody that, you know, this is a dunk town, bro, so those cars don't catch a lot of love out here, but you know, I'm good with that. I'm straight with it.
Yeah, it stands out, though.
It stands out, though. It gets respected. And that's all. Man. And at the end of the day, it's not about the respect. I don't give a shit if you like it or not. I like it. And I have fun driving that motherfucker. I've never had a dull moment driving that motherfucker. If there's one complaint that I have, is that I don't have enough music in it. And I'm about to fucking blow the trunk out of that bitch. The only reason I haven't done it is because I don't know how big the fucking compressors are going to be for the airbags to lift it and lower it and all that bullshit. So that's why I haven't put more music in it. But that bitch is going to have some music. It's going to probably rip the trunk off.
Yeah, go deaf in that bitch.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, man, it's a little hobby of mine that I was able to, you know, I was blessed to be financially comfortable where I could spend the extra money and do that shit. Right now, if you ask me if I would do it now, no, not in the times that we're living right now. I mean, money's not the way it was before. Hopefully the industry starts picking up. I have faith that it will.
Yeah, everything's opening back up.
And then, yeah, I'll build the cars. I'm going to build me a Chevy truck. One of them 90s trucks.
Okay.
Put my word on it. You know when I always say something, I do it. Even if it takes me 100 years and I'm gonna fucking with a cane and shit talking about.
Check out the Chevy trucks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll do it for sure. So, you know, when the time comes, that's what I really want to build in the future.
All right, all right. And do you feel like now, since you got inspired with cars and stuff as, you know, being young and shit, and now you're going to be passing that down to your son? Like, is he into cars and stuff?
Well, yes. My son loves cars, man. As you can see his room, he has multiple remote control cars. Even his fucking bed is a car. He loves my car. I was thinking about raffling my car because if I sell it, I'm not going to get what it's worth to me. But now it's like my son loves the car and has sentimental value. That car's been around for years. I don't need to sell it. I don't need the money. So I'm just going to hold it down.
Yeah.
I'm saying my son's going to be a car guy for sure. He fucking loves cars. So I'm pretty sure that he's going to have a Lowrider bike real soon, like in the next few months. Probably going to build him one. I'm probably going to build him like one of those stroller vintage ones.
Okay.
And candy painted and shit. But right now I'm just focused on making sure that he's good for the rest of his life. That's my goal right now. My goal is to create generational wealth. What we don't have. What we don't have.
Yeah,
what we
don't have.
What we didn't grow up with. I'm trying to create that for my son. You know, so when I exit and it's my time to go, I make sure that he has a business, that he has businesses to run, that he has properties that he owns. I want to make sure that he's straight for the rest of his life.
No, of course, man. And exactly what you're doing, you just got to keep doing it times 10, man. I'm happy for you.
You know how it is. Trying to live.
It's always been a pleasure, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram, lowlife_O, and it's LOWLYFE_O. I'm not really on there too much anymore, but that's the only social media I have, by the way. I'm not on that a lot, but sometimes I go on and I post funny shit or dumb shit or educational or motivational shit. I don't post a lot of pictures on
there. Where could they book you at?
Oh, they could book me at Ocean Drive Limo, limousine.com. Our website is there. You could actually book online.
Nice.
And our server, you know, you could actually have access to book your own reservation through your computer. You know, we'll send you a credit card form from there. You just need to make sure you provide your email address. Fill in the app the way it's supposed to. You know, put all the information, your phone number, your email address, so like that, we can send you a credit card form, and that's, we make it very easy for the client to find us.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. You know, people are lazy as fuck nowadays, so that's good. All right, man. Appreciate you.
Audio Vox. Holla. Fire.